ready for brutality.
Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you're polishing off the last of your Bavarian creams, licking your fingers, and looking forward to the snarling you're going to get from Gaggin' Annie when suddenly the call comes over the radio. See the man. See the man. Robbery in progress at Our Lady of Suffer and Succotash Church, 209 North Blauman Boulevard. You say, hot damn! Action! Who would rob a church? What low scumbag! Especially Our Lady of Suffer and Succotash. That's where you got married, for crying out loud. So you hot-foot it there and go fishtailing into the parking lot. Whoa! Knocking over that statue of the Madonna. You quickly run across the lawn and pick up baby Yezu and stick it back in her arms as you unholster the Magnum and go walking through the door. You know the perpetrator's still around. You can see people cowering behind the pews. You say... All right, police department, come out with your hands up, nobody gets hurt. Sure enough, you see a flash. The guy's got a little Saturday Night Special, and the Yucca Buck's taking a shot at you. You stand there and just fan that Magnum. Up in there! You're blowing statues off the wall! Yeah, man. A couple of bullets hit the offering trays, and those steel plates go skimming across the room. You go walking down the aisle. Oops, sorry there, Father. Didn't see you hiding there. Don't worry, those fingers will be all right. You just have to twirl your rosary beads with the other hand. There he is! Keep your head down, sister! I tell you what, you got so many nuns scattering, it looks like chaos at a penguin farm. Finally you find that scrote. He's hiding there in the choir loft. You grab him and say, you maggot! Knock him across the altar, scattering the communion wafers everywhere. Then you take his face and you bury it in the baptismal urn. That's when Father McGillicuddy comes up to you and says,
I understand you shooting and wrecking the church, but my God, why did you stick his face in the baptismal urn there?
That's when you look at him and say, Father, a lot of times before I book him, I like to bless him.